Our God is great and our God is gracious, and He answers the prayers even of weak saints like us.
Welcome to Updates from the Field, produced by Heartcry Missionary Society.
I'm here today to just give you another short update. Last week, with regard to Afghanistan and all the turmoil, we asked you to pray because there was a certain situation going on, and it was really something of an impossibility. I can tell you this much, that a family, a Christian family, going through a terrible, terrible trial on one side of the country, in order to escape, they needed to be removed from where they were staying. And through many brothers in the Middle East, we were able to work out with them and move the family across the country. And now they're in a safer place. And then sooner or later, like with other believers, we hope to help them get out of the country to safety. In the last week, there's been a lot of news about Afghanistan and the believers that are there. And that's good. Yet, if I know human nature, after a couple of weeks, kind of when all the excitement dies down, we won't hear as much about them as we did before. And I just want to tell you that there's a lot of work to be done. And there are a lot of people on the ground, not just with Heartcry, but other believers who are doing everything they can to help believers who are still in Afghanistan and those who have been able to leave, but now will continue to need help until they can get back up on their feet. And I just wanted to tell you that we asked you to pray for a situation, and it was that family. And they were in a terrible circumstance. And I have to tell you that I had great fear for them, but God really opened some doors. And so the first stage is over, and they continue to need prayer, and we need prayer with regard to wisdom on how to navigate this. One of the things that I wanted to just share with you is that we really need to avoid the sensational. Heartcry is just a mission organization, and we work in a lot of places around the world, and we have been able to do something now in Afghanistan, but it's not through us. It's through wonderful believers in Afghanistan and outside of Afghanistan that we partner with. And it is a privilege. So when you think about this need, don't think so much about us. We're not involved in the heat of the battle. We're simply helping many godly believers, men and women, who are in the heat of the battle. And I always want you to remember that in these types of situations that are so extravagant, that are so radical, we don't need to be radical. We just need to be normal. We need to be normal Christians who walk by faith, who walk in humility, and who give ourselves to prayer. Your prayers for last week did a great deal. As a matter of fact, the situation is so much better that I can hardly believe it myself. So thank you. And please continue to pray. And as I kind of knew it would happen, people, you know, called in, said, what can we do? Can we give money? Can we do this or that? And the answer was no. You don't need to send Heartcry money. But you do need to pray for the people of Afghanistan. Their needs are great now, and they will be maybe even greater in the future. So thank you for your prayers, and when we are able, we will be able to give you more information, even on the family that we helped last week. You know, always remember that prayer is not the last recourse. It's the first resource. It truly is. There is hardly a greater way that we can worship God and help His people as we can through prayer. And there's a passage that I always have found dear. It's in the book of Revelation, and I'm just going to read it. It's in chapter 8, verse 3. It says, "Another angel came and stood at the altar holding a golden censer, and much incense was given to him so that he might add it to the prayers of all the saints on the golden altar, which was before the throne. And the smoke of the incense with the prayers of the saints went up before God out of the angel's hand. Then the angel took the censer and filled it with fire, with the fire of the altar, and threw it to the earth. And there followed peals of thunder and sounds and flashes of lightning and earthquake." I can imagine, you know, first century believers in a little house church. They're marginalized in society. They're persecuted. And if anyone had been peering kind of through the window and saw them all on their knees praying, they would have thought to themselves, what a pathetic, impotent, powerless group of people. What a waste of time. And yet we see that that those weak saints sending up what I'm sure was weak prayers, we see how efficacious their praying actually was, because it returned to earth with the power of thunder and lightning and earthquake. And I think that's very important. I'm sure you're a lot like me. Sometimes I'm praying and I feel like there's a bronze ceiling, as the old saints used to say, above my head, that my prayers are just bouncing off and coming back. Or I'm praying and my mind is wandering in so many different ways that it should not. I wish I had more faith, and I wish that my prayers were stronger. But I can tell you this, our God is great, and our God is gracious, and He answers the prayers, even of weak saints like us. He answers weak praying like that which so often comes forth from someone like me. And so take heart, not just with regard to Afghanistan, but with regard to all that is going around us, going on around us, everything. Prayer is the answer. Get alone with God. Meditate on His Word. And then lift your petitions up to Him in prayer. Yes, petitions for nations and kings and all who are in authority, petitions for the church, but also petitions for family and for yourself. Sometimes with all the pressure, it feels like we're going to implode, doesn't it? Like we're just going to crush down to nothing. Well, I have found that in those situations, which in my life are all too frequent, it's prayer. It's trusting in God's promises and praying. Prayer is the most powerful arsenal. Prayer. So be encouraged. God bless.
Thank you for listening to Updates from the Field. Visit HeartCryMissionary.com to view our other productions and to find out more about HeartCry Missionary Society.